there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday, a meat Friday at that. Seton's still on the road. We haven't heard from him since yesterday morning. He went silent. He went dark on us. He was at a bar in Des Moines.
Oh, that's how every country song starts.
He was at a bar at 8 a.m. yesterday morning, and I believe that he is somewhere in Oklahoma. Not sure. I know that he was planning on going to Nebraska, and then eventually he's supposed to meet us in Arizona on Saturday with the Sprinter van. Yeah, Paul?
See, my sources didn't hear Oklahoma. My sources heard Kansas City rumors, but I, again, unconfirmed.
By the way, the Traegers are fired up. Barbecue chicken sandwiches and chili tater tots today.
What?
Yes.
Who has
it better than we do?
Not too many people.
Nobody. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, get yourself a Traeger grill in time for the big game. Traeger.com/DP Show. The best grill that you can get. Trust me. Remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. Watch the game, not the grill. All right, stat of the day, play of the day, poll question, all of that. Your phone calls always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Tyler, the operator standing by, not only cooking today, taking care of my puppy, but also answering your phone calls. So be polite and be patient, but we'll try to get to all your calls. You can email us. You can also tweet. We say good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. That's our streaming partner. Coming up a little bit later on, Charles Barkley will stop by, get his thoughts on all things sports related, why he is leaving town the Super Bowl week in Arizona. At least he should give me the code to his compound so we can go over there and have some fun. But Charles will join us a little bit later on. Former Super Bowl winning quarterback Trent Dilfer, now the head football coach at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, will join us a little bit later on as well. So, Fritzy, you got a poll question for us today.
We do. We have a Paulie special and a few others, but we can start with possibly this one. Who would you rather have as your team's quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr?
Okay. Well, they're both in play. Probably going to cost about the same. I'm curious what if Derek Carr kind of helps the Raiders in this situation. I don't know why he would, but I don't know. He's got a no-trade clause, and he's guaranteed like $40 million coming up soon. If he wants to extend the window and help the Raiders, and then maybe they can help him get traded, but I'm not sure. I don't know how accommodating I would be if the Raiders want to boot you, and then they want you to also help them in the process of getting rid of you. Might have a little bit of a problem with that, but Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo, probably going to, they're close to the same age, probably going to cost you about the same. I'd probably say Derek Carr can give you a higher ceiling. I sort of know what I get with Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not always sure what I get with Derek Carr. But Derek Carr can have those moments where you go, wow, he's really good. Then there are other moments where you go, He's not really good. Jimmy G, it feels like that's who he is. All he does is win football games. Or so I'm reminded all the times when I talk about Jimmy G. Why don't you like him? Isn't it all about winning? It is. But he's been with the Patriots and the Niners, and both were really good teams. As far as, but let's see him go to Carolina, and then you can tell me if all he does is win football games. Yes, Paulie.
Garoppolo is 40-17 as a starter.
All
career.
He does is win.
All he does is play on teams that win. It's a little wordy.
Yes, it does.
It does feel like he rarely wins a game. Like it was Jimmy Garoppolo carrying his team. Yeah. You don't hear that almost ever.
No.
It's more like in the fourth quarter, he gave it up a little bit.
Yeah. Or somebody made a great play. Whatever it is, but Jimmy G, I mean, they're both, you know, good quarterbacks. I don't know. They're not top 10 quarterbacks. I'd probably say Derek Carr just because, and, you know, chip on his shoulder as well. But I think, are they the same age, Paulie?
Yeah, they're the same age. Derek Carr's career quarterback rating is 91.8.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo's career quarterback rating is 99.6. Much more of an efficient passer, Garoppolo.
Okay.
Carr's had more big seasons with big yards.
Yeah. But all Jimmy G does is win. By the way, you know, we're a little over a week away from the Super Bowl. I don't know if we're going to get bulletin board material. You're not going to get it from Mahomes. You're certainly not going to get it from Jalen Hurts. Andy Reid is not going to give you anything. You know, the Kelce brothers may give you something, but theirs is more back and forth, you know, two brothers having fun with each other, a little more calculated. You know, it's strange. I feel like Tyreek Hill, who's not even playing in the Super Bowl now with the Dolphins, might have more, you know, stuff to say this week coming up for some reason. But I don't know. Like Juju Smith-Schuster, is he going to say something? Previously, you might think that, but I don't even know how healthy he is. Nick Sirianni, the Eagles head coach, might say something. You know, he gets a little cocky, a little confident there. Frank Clark, maybe.
Wild card.
Yeah, it could be. He could say something. Yes, Marv.
Chris Jones,
okay. Well, if he says that, I'm okay with it because he can back it up. But I don't know if we're going to get much bulletin board material coming up during Super Bowl week. Yeah, Paul.
You know, rarely gets any love from the national media. Brandon Graham, the defensive lineman for the Eagles. The fact that I had to say defensive lineman for the Eagles, he's not very famous. I think he's made one Pro Bowl. He had the strip sack on Brady that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He literally won the Super Bowl himself. He's played his whole career. This is a guy who could do a walk-off. If the Eagles somehow pull this off, I think he's like 34 years old, but he never gets talked about.
NFL Pro Bowl last night, the events at Dodgeball, and I watched a good portion of it, and I get it. This isn't for me. It's for, you know, fans who were 30 and under probably. But, you know, Dodgeball is okay. But I'd rather see something that they're not pretending to be something. You know, I've seen, you know, more contact on Dancing with the Stars than I did on the Pro Bowl the previous year. When I tuned in and they were slow dancing, and I went, what happened? It's not even two hand touch. They were slow dancing with each other, almost guiding each other to the ground. And I go, okay, now we have to stop. We're trying to pretend it's a football game that means something. And if I'm a football player, I want to be named to the Pro Bowl. I don't want to play in the Pro Bowl. You've played all of these games, and then you're going to go play in the Pro Bowl, and they want you to be competitive for whatever, $5,000 or $10,000? Not worth it. By the way, if Derek Carr gets injured at the Pro Bowl, contract fully guaranteed, I believe. Yeah.
I'd choose to get injured.
Hey, what's the event where I could get injured? Then put me in that one.
The hot coal walk.
Yeah. High wire. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I slightly hurt my ankle. I'm going to start walking like Lieutenant Dan when he got new legs.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Here's something I was going to ask you guys this morning. Do you think now that the Pro Bowl is not really a thing anymore, it's more of an activity weekend, that there should be a different thing? Like there's a Pro Bowl designation where you're stamped as a Pro Bowler, as like an honor. It's one level less than being all pro, like it always has been. It really is. Like if you're a 10-time Pro Bowler, we talk about you and say you're going to the Hall of Fame. But like Tyler Huntley is a Pro Bowler technically this year.
Yeah.
But he's going there to help out with activities because they're running out of quarterbacks. What if we had a new designation where you're a Pro Bowler and it's a designation off your play for the season, and then you're a participant in Pro Bowl weekend. And those are two different paths.
I think it's too confusing. I agree with you. You know, that it used to be that you were using that Pro Bowl designation to strengthen your Hall of Fame resume. Now you can't do that. And I don't know how the NFL or the NFL writers get around this and say, okay, you're going to have to go back and go, wait, did he participate? And maybe you start right now and you just say, from now on, if you're named to the Pro Bowl, can I just say you were invited to participate in the Pro Bowl activities?
A little wordy.
Yes. I get when you say you're a Pro Bowler, then it meant something. It doesn't mean anything now. I mean, Tyler Huntley, you know, good for you.
But what if he gets invited 3 years in a row because he's a nice guy and he likes helping out the Manning
brothers? Well, he
might
be really good at dodgeball. You might go, we got to have Tyler Huntley, man. Who's your number one pick? We don't want Mahomes. We don't want Lamar Jackson. We want Tyler Huntley. Yes, Marv.
I think Patrick Mahomes is too busy playing in Super Bowls instead of Pro Bowls. Well, it's going to be like Brady. Brady played in one.
Yeah.
And also, do they say he was an alternate? Like he was a fill-in because eight guys decided not to show up.
But I do think that counts as a Pro Bowler even if you're an alternate. Doesn't it? Because you have to go down the list where you go, okay, he's not playing, and he's not playing, and he's not playing, and he's not playing. And Vince Young, you get to be a Pro Bowler. But he wouldn't be a Pro Bowler. So even then it's flawed because none of these quarterbacks want to play in the Pro Bowl. And why would you? Yeah, Paul.
Pro Football Reference, which has all the details,
yeah.
They have Vince Young as a two-time Pro Bowler. It's hard to put together that he's a two-time Pro Bowler and a bust simultaneously.
Well, he was a bust, and he's not a Pro Bowler.
But he was invited to as an alternate,
yes,
and participated in two of them.
But if you're an alternate, are you really a Pro Bowl player?
So the team that's announced should be the honor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You just solved the problem.
All right. All right. Yes, Todd.
You're not really a Pro Bowl. You're something above a seat filler and not quite a Pro
a
Bowl.
A seat filler?
It's better than seat filler, but not quite. If a whole bunch of guys aren't showing up because of minor injuries or they don't feel like going or they got family plans or whatever, and then they finally get to you, I don't know how that's some special honor.
Now, is Josh Allen, who's golfing at Pebble Beach, a Pro Bowler?
Yes.
But he didn't go.
Exactly. He's the example of he is a Pro Bowler. He didn't participate in the egg toss and the sack race.
Okay, it should be just the original initial voting, and that's it. The announced team, the only ones who get credit for Pro Bowl. All right? We just solved it, didn't we?
It did that in like 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's over. Yes, Todd.
Now, what about all the players that are like, I'm not going then. If I'm not going to get credit on my resume as a Pro Bowler, I'll find something else to do. Then how do you fill the dodgeball spots and the different competitions they want to do?
Well, you might get the bonus money of going there. You get a trip to Vegas. You get some exposure there. So I would just say, now we can have that asterisk there. We love asterisks in sports. Yes, Mark.
Is this kind of like the dunk contest and the three-point shootout where you're a part of the all-star festivities, but you're not an all-star?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Craig Hodges would have been like a five-time all-star if that was the case.
Yes.
That's a great point because he was at All-Star Weekend and participated in events.
Yeah.
Like Terrence Stansberry, he's not going to the Hall of Fame for the dunk contest.
Whoa, good pull.
Good pull.
Good.
Been waiting on that for 8 minutes.
Yeah, Terrence Stansberry.
Was he Indiana Pacers?
I think he was a Pacer. Bloop, bloop. By the way, LeBron and the Lakers, they rallied from 14 down, beat the Pacers. LeBron is now 63 points away from breaking Kareem's scoring record. We'll talk about that when we come back because I want to know, and I got to check with DraftKings to see if they can help me with a prop bet. I don't know if this prop bet has been listed yet, but I'm going to suggest this to DraftKings. That's called a tease. We'll come back. Marv, let's take a break. Back after this. Sometimes I go out and I talk to the Traeger grill. And I do, because it feels like it's part of the family.
It's an inanimate object. It's not going to respond to you.
It won't, but you're an inanimate object.
That's true, too. That's a valid point. Continue.
The Traeger grill does speak to me, though, in a different way. And I love the Traeger grill, Wi-Fi technology. I have my my cell phone here. I can control the temperature if I wanted to, right now, from here. If I wanted to raise it a little bit, just I can monitor it.
And you're a control freak like that. You need to have that kind of power.
Traeger grill, easy to use, versatile in what you can cook, and it's all about the pellets. You're going to love with all natural hardwood pellets. They got a whiskey pellet that they're using.
No, they don't.
Pecan, and they got apple, and they got everything for you. And now's the time. Get it before the big game. Traeger.com/DP Show. Check it out. Start shopping. And remember, use the code DP Show. Get free shipping on everything. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. It's Usher Day here on the Dan Patrick Show. Marvin said, why can't we play Usher? I said, it's your month. You can do whatever you want. And he's controlling the music there.
March 1st?
Yeah. No more Usher. Back to Springsteen.
Oh!
No.
All right!
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, so I'm familiar with this song, with Usher. I didn't know it was Usher, but I'm familiar with that. So
that's one of those songs where you had, like, you had to be on Earth to not know that song. Like, you had to be on another planet to not know that record.
Yeah. I've heard it. I just didn't know that it was Usher. But then they do say his name in the beginning, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
But I don't think you were paying attention to that part. I think you were just out on the dance floor.
I was. By myself. Yeah. I like to dance when nobody's on the dance floor. Just it's like Napoleon Dynamite when he dances there at, in front of the school. That would be me. Yeah, Paul.
You prefer Usher's deeper cuts, too. You don't like the hits.
Well, we're going to find out today. It's Usher. You know, they're trying to force feed us Michael Jordan Day because it's 2-3-23, and I'm like, wait, who declared it Michael Jordan Day? And it was like, hey, anything we could do to get more coverage for Mike. He hadn't had any coverage in a while. Hey, here's another excuse to show the push-off against the Utah Jazz. Hey, here's another one here. Mike joined this. 63 against the Celtics in the Garden. But if you're under 30, are you tired of Michael Jordan? You didn't get to see Mike play, but you know, maybe Mike is like the Beatles, where you go, okay, we got it. You know, there we got it. Okay, I want to hold your hand. We got it. You know, the greatest band of all time. You know, now we're inventing 2-3-23 so we can show highlights of Michael Jordan Day? Yeah, Paul.
Do you think it's a little unfair the overwhelming stamp is Jordan of the greatest of all time versus his contemporaries? Magic Johnson was really close. Larry Bird was really close. Even guys like Hakeem Olajuwon were fantastic players, and they weren't that far behind Michael Jordan as the great players of their generation.
Well, Kobe wasn't that far behind. I mean, he was Michael Jordan. He wanted to be Michael Jordan. But, yeah, it just feels like Mike is, you know, kind of ascended to, like Mount Rushmore, it's Mike. Mike's the only one up there on Mount Rushmore. And it's not fair to those who were. If Magic wanted to score 30 a night, he could have. But he chose to average 19 and 13. He wanted to win. He understood that. Mike didn't understand that when he first got to the NBA. He was a highlight reel. He was averaging 35, 36 points a game. Then finally, Phil Jackson came in, basically said, do you want to be known as one of the great players of all time? This is how you have to do it. You have to have a team. Because up until that part, or that point, Mike was just a highlight reel. Every night, we'd show highlights of the Bulls. They wouldn't win, but you would show Mike. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, I saw him growing up, and we all saw him, and there's YouTube clips and all that stuff and highlight packages, and he still seems like a mythical figure.
Yeah.
Like, we've all seen it, but he still seems like there's no highlights of Babe Ruth.
But, you know, we saw everything with Mike, and he still feels mythical. We didn't get to see Babe. You know, even Jim Brown. You know, you just go, Will Chamberlain, throw him in there too. You're going like, I see all these stats. Mike, we got to see every game. At least I did, working at SportsCenter. But you still are like, you know, he's mythical. Babe, I understood that. Wilt, I understood that because you didn't see them. There weren't nightly highlight shows showing you all. Here's Babe, 2-for-3 as the Yankees pick up a win. Yes, Marv.
It's funny you brought that up with Babe Ruth and Michael Jordan because I was watching the Sandlot with my son, and the movie is based in the 60s. And they look at Babe Ruth, they were like, look, man, he is like the God. Like, they're just talking about him like this. And none of them saw Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
That's how, like, my son looks at Michael Jordan. He was like, yeah, but he made Space Jam.
LeBron is 63 away from Kareem's all-time record. If you base this off his average. Now, he's got the game against the Pelicans on Saturday. Tuesday, he'll be hosting Oklahoma City, and then Thursday against Milwaukee. If I do his average here, that means he'd probably be a couple of points shy going into the Milwaukee game. At home, Kareem started his career with the Milwaukee Bucks. Does Kareem go to the game? And Fritzy did reach out to his representatives to see if he could join us. I think they're still trying to figure out exactly what role they want to play in all of this. But I hope they hurry up because LeBron's going to break this record next week. Yes, Mark. Or, Fritzy.
What if he breaks the record Thursday the 9th? Kareem is there and he scores a total of 33 points.
Well, this is my prop bet. What kind of odds can I get if LeBron breaks the record with a hook shot?
Oh,
that would be fabulous! Whoa. I love that.
Okay.
That is real specific.
I would take that bet. If there was a prop bet, I don't know if DraftKings has a prop bet that Kareem, his record will go down with LeBron with a little sky hook.
Oh, man, that's genius. I hope LeBron hears this.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Todd.
What if he ties the record and then he gets fouled as a tribute to Kareem? Do you take your foul shot as a hook shot? How awesome would that be?
Couldn't you just stay with mine?
Really didn't like that?
Yours is stupid.
Is it really?
Yes.
He shoots the free throw as a hook shot to break the record. I think that would be so cool.
I just had a great idea. It's standalone.
Your idea is pretty good.
No, it's damn good. Yours is stupid. He's going to shoot a hook shot. He has a hard enough time making free throws, let alone now he's going to take a hook shot?
That would be a nice tribute to Kareem.
Yeah, of course he would. Thank you, Todd. Here's LeBron James after the win last night.
I think it's one of the greatest records in sports in general. I think it's up there with the home run record, you know, in baseball. It's just one of those records that you just don't ever see or think that would be broken.
He's right about that. But, you know, more importantly, getting victories here. You know, you want to get Anthony Davis played well last night. They came back to beat the Pacers. And, you know, that's the bigger picture here. Do you have prop bets, Paulie?
Yeah, there's a couple different sites that have method of LeBron James basket to score
the
record. Like dunk is plus 650, free throw plus 450, three, layup is plus 145. That's like the most likely. And other is 380. I'm trying to find one that has specifically a hook.
Oh, you got to do a hook shot. You have to have at least a prop bet for that.
Hold, please.
All right. What, Todd?
If Kareem is in attendance and he breaks the record, do they stop the game? And
yes.
So much so where they ask Kareem to come down on the court for a picture and all that stuff.
Yes.
They would do all that. Okay.
It's a regular season game in February. It's at the Lakers. They're hosting a game.
And I hope Kareem would participate in that. He may be the kind of guy that's like, I don't
Well,
know,
he's
want
either
going to
be there, then he's not. He probably wouldn't go to the game.
Well, there's a difference between standing up and, you know, waving to the crowd from where he's sitting than to come on the court and everything and do
You come down for that. You would. This allows a different generation to then understand or ask about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's what you want. Let's celebrate these records, but let's celebrate with those who they passed. That way you remember them. That's why when Bonds was going through all of, you know, his home run pursuit of Hank Aaron, we were remembering Hank Aaron, and rightfully so, of how great he was. But I like that. I hope Kareem is there. I hope he gets to go out there. You know, that's a Laker record. LeBron's breaking this record. It's not a Laker record. Laker fans don't look at LeBron and say he's one of us. He's just somebody who passed through. He's a Cleveland Cavalier. At least in my mind. Kareem is one of you. And Kareem going out there to get his flowers would be awesome. And he should. And he is awkward in those moments. But he should be celebrated because he's the most unstoppable player in the history of the sport. Because no one ever figured out. I think he said Wilt Chamberlain blocked one of his hook shots, but he never blocked another one. I love that. Because I remember, you know, back then, Wilt was a defensive-minded player. And Wilt going up against Lou Alcindor, and it was a big deal. It was like, all right. And, you know, Wilt was not the athlete he was, but he was a defensive-minded guy. All he did is dunk, block shots, and rebound. And then they ended up winning the, you know, championship in 72. But going against Lou Alcindor, I think he goaltended. Like, he went up there and he was like, I'm gonna let the kid know that I'm still formidable. And then after that, you're like, oh, boy. Wilt had no answers for Lou Alcindor. Yeah, Paul.
I'm still looking. I can't find a hook shot specific prop bet, but I did find a couple clips of LeBron earlier in December, a game against Orlando. They were doing their pregame warm-up shoot around, and he finishes the shoot around with a hook shot from about 12 feet.
Here we go.
And two different times during.
Here we go.
Laying the groundwork.
Down on the blocks. Greek freak on him.
Oh. It's international.
A little sky hook, and that's it. And then they stop the game. Yes, Todd.
All the cameras and phones and all those lights blinking everywhere all over the arena is going to be awesome.
Yeah. And then he goes to the line because he got fouled, and then he shoots a hook shot from the
free
throw line.
Thank you. Hook shot, foul shot.
So he's got 63 points away from Kareem's mark with these three games coming up. Pelicans, then you got OKC. And then you got Milwaukee Bucks. Paulie has a LeBron game.
We have the LeBron Kareem game, Dan. We want to get everyone on the record now.
Okay.
You have to pick the game and quarter in which LeBron breaks the all-time scoring record. We have music?
Okay. I'm going Milwaukee, first quarter, 4 minutes in, a baby sky hook.
You're going specific.
Yes, I am. Yeah, 4 minutes and 12 seconds in, LeBron with a baby hook. And that's it. It's over. Anybody else got? Yes, Paul.
I'll go fourth quarter, Oklahoma City. LeBron ruins it by scoring 36 against the Thunder.
What if he has an unbelievable game, and then in the fourth quarter, he decides that he's just going to keep passing the ball, that he doesn't want to score, that he wants to do it against Milwaukee? Marv?
Man, Paulie took my answer. I was definitely thinking Oklahoma City.
Okay.
But he just might say, you know what? I'll just wait and pass the ball off. But I'm going to stay with Paulie's answer.
Okay. Yes, Todd?
I will raise you guys Oklahoma City and say he does it with 6:33 left in the fourth quarter at Oklahoma City for his jersey and Kareem's jersey.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
One more bet, just so let the music play out some more. What is Anthony Davis wearing when LeBron breaks a record? Pants, basketball jersey.
He's going to be in uniform.
Not street clothes.
He will be in uniform. He played well last night.
Mean-spirited.
Yeah, it is. Charles Barkley a little bit later on. Get some phone calls here. Do love the music. Was this John Tesh who came up with this? He was there with Mary Hart on Entertainment Tonight.
This gets you so amped for Sunday.
It did.
Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Bulls at Knicks.
Yeah.
Jordan at the Garden.
This is a big deal.
Ewing, Oakley, to punch you in the face.
Hmm. What's the name of the song?
Round Ball Rock by John Tesh. And he plays it when he goes on tour. And he's got like a keyboard. Yeah. And he plays it and he spins a ball.
Is that all he plays? Is just this?
I don't know if this is his entire set list.
Like, I'm going to go see John Tesh in concert.
And he plays the kazoo.
But it only is going to last 5 minutes because he's just going to play the extended version.
Dun, 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 dun. This is the NBA on NBC.
We fired up today. Is it a Friday fritzy? Feels like
it. A little bit. No. I'm not on my prednisone anymore, so I'm just excited. We're going to Arizona. It's Friday. We got chili tater tots and chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
Let's go. Sonics at Suns right after
Bulls Knicks. Double header.
Hannah Storm hosting. Come on, let's go.
Xavier McDaniel versus Tom Chambers.
Yeah, but it was, I thought Bob Costas was doing that.
I remember Hannah Storm when I was a boy.
Oh, okay.
Not the only one.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Good call.
Bloop, bloop. A couple of phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danettes. Happy Meat Friday. Just a couple of things real quick. Memphis Grizzlies, I watched that game last night against Cleveland. They just need to get rid of Dylan Brooks. He's not doing the team any good. He gives them that false bravado and increases all that trash talk that everybody talks about. Anyways, was going to ask...
Well, recapping what happened, Dylan Brooks was on the floor, and then he hit Donovan Mitchell in the groin, and it looked on purpose. Mitchell certainly thought it was on purpose. It goes back to what I've said about Memphis. You know, do something. Earn something. And even then, you know, pick your spots with your bravado, because you need a veteran to help you guys understand the moment. You're a good team, talented team, but you do stupid things and act like you've won. You act like you're the Golden State Warriors. Just earn it first before you want to tell me how great you are. Okay, Andrew, back to you.
All righty. And I was going to ask if you're going to ask Trent Dilfer, can he still lose games in the NCAA and win? But real quick, I got a Super Bowl quiz for you guys. Okay?
Oh, boy.
So Devontae Smith has a chance to be the fourth player in history to have a Heisman Trophy, national championship, and win a Super Bowl if the Eagles win. Who are the other three? Can you name them? Okay. They're in your wheelhouse, Dan.
Okay. So you've won a Heisman, national title, and a Super Bowl. Well, Joe Burrow didn't win a Super Bowl.
Oh, you have to win it, not appear. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark.
Reggie Bush.
Ooh, so So that's one that if you want to count it, Reggie Bush can be in there. But they were stripped of it. So he's a special one.
Okay.
Right?
Hold on, Andrew. Paulie, do you have a guess here?
Oh, man. I think of Cam Newton, but he didn't win it.
Marcus Allen?
Bloop. That's one of them. There's two others. Marcus Allen, good pull.
Okay. National title, Heisman. What quarterbacks are we missing here? Are they quarterbacks, Andrew?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Marv.
Tony Dorsett?
Bloop, Marv.
Look at you, Marv, killing it.
Prince on fire.
McLovin would never have gotten those. Yeah, Paulie.
Charles Woodson?
Bloop, got all.
Yeah.
You win a trip to Arizona.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Front row, killing it. Back row.
Shut up back here.
Not any good.
Seton did better than you, Fritz.
Yes.
It's a push.
Is Seton joining us next hour? Do we know anything?
I'm dead serious. I haven't heard from the kid.
Okay.
I think he's okay, I would assume. Hopefully the van's okay.
Yeah, more importantly, is the van okay? But I haven't heard anything. Usually I'll get something at night, like before he goes to bed. He'll text me to say, hey, just let you know I got into this city, but I haven't heard from him. Maybe we should just kind of put out an APB. Has anybody seen Seton? That's what I'd like to know. Somewhere in Oklahoma or Kansas City. That narrows it down.
The entire plain states.
Yes, but it's a big sprinter van. Can't miss it when it comes to Tim. All right, let me take a break. Play of the Day is up next. We'll get to more of your phone calls right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play.
The play's gonna play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
We're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Laker lead is 112-111. Tyrese Halliburton trying to work one-on-one. Oh boy, blocked by Davis! We got a whistle? No, we don't! Lakers have it! What a play by AD!
That's courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Anthony Davis, three double-doubles in four games since coming back into the lineup January 25th. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the Sprinter van. Unlock your potential. Go to danpatrick.com. You still have time to enter in the contest. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to danpatrick.com. You'll see all the rules to enter, and you can win maybe the Sprinter van that Seton and the French kid are taking cross country. We hope to hear from them coming up next hour. Also, our good buddy Bryan Cranston, the great actor, called in a couple of days ago, and he said, hey, can I give away two great seats to the Super Bowl, airfare two nights at a great hotel, ground transportation, and an opportunity to have a meet and greet with me? I want to raise money for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. I said, absolutely. He said, all right, go to BryanCranstonBigGame.com to enter. It costs you $5 to enter. 100% of the proceeds go directly to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. Bryan will join us coming up next week, and he will make the announcement of who won those tickets. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Todd, do you want to do your wild numerology that you just sent to me?
Yeah, that someone who's a writer with the Atlanta Hawks, it was retweeted by SportsCenter, had a very interesting thing about the Hawks and...
That's Brad Rowland.
Brad Rowland, yes.
Okay.
The Hawks are 26-26. The Hawks are 17-17 against the East, 9-9 against the West, 8th out of 15 East teams. They've scored 6,057 points, and they've allowed 6,057 points. Wow. How about all that?
They are as average as you can get, right?
Literally.
That's basically what that means.
They are average. Well, thank you, Todd, for the wild numerology.
Pretty cool stuff.
Nobody loves their numerology quite like Fritzy.
I will say the whole Michael Jordan day 2-3-23 is a bit of a stretch compared to this stat anyway.
No, it is a stretch. It's like, I don't know. Do we do this for anybody else? Do we have any other day designated where we go, let me get their jersey number?
115 for Tebow. Did we do?
We did not do 1-5.
1-5 for Tebow.
Yeah. But then it'd have to be the year. So we had 23 for Jordan. Yes, Todd.
And didn't he also wear 45, right? So it could be April 5th, 23. You could make that Michael Jordan day, too. You could have two Michael Jordan days.
Oh, God.
A couple of months from now, do it all over again.
I'm a little mic'd out. I mean, I appreciate everything I saw. You know, very fortunate to have covered that. But after a while, you're like, and look, Mike did a calculated drop with that documentary. Make no mistake about it. You know, LeBron's going to win a title. Let me just remind everybody of LeBron's the chosen one. I'm the bleeping greatest one. And I think that's, you know, when the NBA went to Mike, I think that was part of the, you know, logic there. It's like he's thinking, oh, you think LeBron's good and some of these other guys? Let me just remind you. I mean, imagine going, let's see, how about an 8-part reminder? No, 10. It was supposed to be 5. The source said they were going to do 5 episodes, and then the pandemic did. The mothership said, can you expand this? They doubled it, and, you know, I always say it was longer than Ken Burns' documentary on the Civil War.
Both very important times in American history.
Yeah. Well, Jordan's time was more important, I think.
For debate.
Yes, it is. But, yeah, I mean, after a while, nobody can compare to Michael Jordan. But they should be. You should be able to compare them to Michael Jordan without somebody going, you know, it's blasphemous. Mike was great. He was spectacular. He's wonderful. Nobody like him. Yes, exactly. But
scalding.
But we won't even allow the conversation. LeBron is not even allowed to be in the conversation. Or Kareem. Nobody's allowed to be in the conversation. You can't have a Mount Rush. It feels like if you had a Mount Rushmore in the NBA, Michael, his head would be above every. Whose head is above everybody else on Mount Rushmore?
George Washington.
It's like Roosevelt. Who's somebody's a little bit higher than everybody else?
Warren G. Harding?
No, it wasn't Warren G. It wasn't William. I got Howard Taft.
George Washington is right up front, first guy you see.
Yeah.
And then they kind of bury Roosevelt a little bit in the middle.
Yeah.
Lincoln got a good primetime spot.
But doesn't it feel like Mike would be above if you did Mount Rushmore? Yeah, Marv.
Roosevelt's kind of like Ringo in that way, where you know the other three Beatles. You go, okay, there's Paul, there's John, there's George, and who's my man? Who's my man? You know.
Okay, do we know who's on Mount Rushmore?
Oh, I have it. I know it. But
okay. Like you have Lincoln,
George is first.
You have Roosevelt, and you have Thomas Jefferson. Is that right?
Are you telling me or asking?
I don't know. I've been there.
I'm giving that to you. Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, bloop, bloop.
Third
yeah,
president.
Yeah. But it feels like that Mike wouldn't allow the NBA Mount Rushmore where everybody's equal there. They'd be like, yeah, I'm a little bit above these guys. Yeah, Paul.
I think I mentioned this a while back, but I think my comparison for Jordan would be, who's the greatest astronaut of all time? It's Neil Armstrong. He was the first man on the moon. There's not really even any kind of debate because he's... No one could beat that. No one could be the second man on the moon is cool, but he wasn't first. Yeah. Was it Sir Edmund Hillary, the first guy to Mount Everest?
Yeah.
Michael feels like the first worldwide basketball star. Bird and Magic were very popular. They were not global brands. He feels like the first guy who did on the court, off the court, media, commercials, shoes. He did everything. Yeah. And so anyone who's after him is following his game plan. Like that's to me, he's Neil Armstrong.
Yes. Because he did it on and off the court. And he did it, he did movies. He did it, when you think about, okay, created the shoe market. Because back when I was growing up, you know, we'd have Chuck Taylors, but it wasn't like any marketing push. It was like, what else do we have? You had the commercials with Spike Lee. Just the ability to sell products. Nike did a wonderful job. But it played worldwide. And that's the first guy. You know, Muhammad Ali played worldwide, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't have products. He wasn't you know, it's not like George Foreman's grill or anything. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, like we're coming up on the NBA All-Star game. Michael Jordan was the first person. He's going to wear new shoes. Like everyone's going to wear their regular, you know, yeah. Converse. Matt, you know, Bird's going to wear his green ones. No, Jordan's like, no, we're wearing blue uniforms. So I'm going to have brand new Jordans that are going to get released the day before the All-Star game. He was the first one to do all that. Now everyone's got, you know, special shoes for the game. He did it first.
When other athletes are wearing your shoes, that's when you know that you're something special. It's like, I'm going to play against you and you're wearing my shoes. Kat in California. Hi, Kat. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Good morning, Dan, the Danettes.
Hi.
57130. I'm calling. I was actually just calling to let you guys know that we love you guys and we watch you on Peacock every morning. And I also wanted to wish my son Oliver a happy 8th birthday this weekend.
Happy birthday. Right, happy birthday. Oliver. Happy birthday. Is he going to school?
So
is he going to school today on his birthday?
Yeah. Well, his birthday's Sunday, but yeah, he's going to school. So
well, he shouldn't have to go Monday. He shouldn't have to go Monday, Kent.
Oh, I know. He shouldn't. It's a holiday for him.
Oh, that's right. Well, thank you, Kent, and thank you for the compliment there. Oliver's birthday. Oliver's Army. Elvis Costello, I think. Yes, Paul.
We asked one of my kids if they want to stay on their birthday. Like, no, we want to go and get all the adulation and the stuff from, get the announcements, the morning announcements.
Ooh.
They didn't want to miss that.
Oh, okay.
I took every day off I could. Not just my birthday, I took other people's birthdays off.
Do you have a update on the poll results there, Todd?
I sure do. Who would you rather have as your team's quarterback? It's 70% to 30%. Do you think it's Jimmy G or Derek Carr at 70%?
I'm going to say Jimmy G because all he does is win, Todd.
after the break, you'll get those results.
Whoa.
You may or may not be right.
All right. One more item. We close out hour one. Every great day starts the night before, and that means, did you get a good night's sleep? And if you didn't, what are you waiting for? Your new New Year's resolution. Maybe it is your New Year's resolution. Get a great night's sleep. And by doing that, you have to go to a Sleep Number store. Sleep Number 360, limited edition smart beds. Right now, save 50% plus special financing only at a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Check out the inventory. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Go in and find out what that means. How do you get a Sleep Number? Ask about Sleep IQ technology, the ways to get a better night's sleep. Because once again, every great day starts the night before. You sleep too hot or too cold, you're not alone. Sleep Number has the innovative solutions from temperature balancing bedding to the new 360 smart bed that actually cools and warms on each side. Awesome. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.